If on page Pekes, a couple of chevra have asked me how we're going to work this. We're just getting started. So my intention, Bez Hashem, is to continue next year. We'll continue through May and June, Bez Hashem, to continue next year. And probably I'd have to spend the first shiur to just give a shiur, maybe to give a synopsis and to bring other people up to date as much as possible, because now it's going into, after this parak, it's going into the protim of each part of the Avanah Bekor. It's not possible to stop over here. It's just not possible. We worked so hard to get here, now we can't stop. I forgot that in college there were semesters and things like that. I just thought we were going to learn forever. But I guess we have to follow this calendar. So on page Peches, this is such big yesidus for learning. Remember when we do these things, if we would be just a couple years ago, we'd just all be shoemakers and tailors and farmers, you know. So we had a big schus. Not that there's anything wrong with those jobs. Those are beautiful jobs. And we would never be learning on a bekayach. We'd just be out in the field milking a cow or something. It's a schus that we have to perform Mashiach, to learn Pnimas HaTorah. It's a schus. To always remember that. It's a big schus that we landed up in this generation. It's hard. There are a lot of problems in this generation, but whatever problems Jews have, whatever problem the world has, we're able to learn Pnimas HaTorah. We're able to be with Rabbi Shimon. And it's mamtik everything. It sweetens everything in our lives. Le'or dvarim elu, anu mevinim. In light of all that we've learned, we could understand. Shepsukei anu bekayach. Oiskim betikun habriyam in the philosophy. That's all we've been talking about. Fixing, repairing the world that's fallen. All that we've been learning, all that we've been talking about. Ba'ashavose al mekayim ha'nachon. To restore, to return everything to where it belongs. To bring everything back to the Makar of Kedusha. B'siyuah l'nevroim, the psukim of Anu Bekayach helps all that exists. Lot says, Mimayser hachaymer, to break out of the prison of material life. V'choshech, and the darkness. Hamruba shekisa aleim, that's covering them. L'man yeshuvu el mekaymam hatov v'hanoim lahem. In order that all that exists, we lift ourselves up in all of creation to return everything to that Malkum HaTayv, Ba'noim Lahem, where everything came from, where everything belongs. The Fimitzius B'yosom, each Nivra, as we've been learning, each thing that exists according to its own Mitzius. The Fiham Yuad Lahem, that's been set out and set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with everything that exists. Everything came from Echad, and everything must return to Echad. And now we can understand the Hemshech of the words of Rabbi Shimon. In the Makar that we learned earlier, and this is the Lashon of the Baal HaSimch, of the Baal Hilul of Rabbi Shimon, which this parak is going to explain. Kol ois v'ois, every single letter of the Shem Mem Beis. Rabbi Shimon is talking about the Shem Mem Beis, the name that we've been learning about and what this entire sefer is about. The 42 letters. Kol ois v'ois, islay maimer v'islay nesif. Each letter of the Shem Mem Beis has a maimer. One of the 10 ma'amaros comes from one of the 10 utterances of creation, Vayom Elokim, Vayom Elokim, one of the 10 mamaros of creation, V'islei Nesiv, and each letter corresponds to a Nesiv, to one of the 32 Nesivais, one of the 32 pathways of creation that we spoke about earlier, Pashas Bereishis. Esa Amiran Inun V'lamen Beis Shvilin, 10 mamaros and 32 Shvilin. V'kulo Talyin Min Ayeh. And everything is resting upon, is depending upon Aleph Yud Hey. Aleph Yud Hey. We'll see what that is. V'da'ihu avay vam oideka. Avo vam, beis mem is mem beis, right? The shem mem beis. Avo vam, ode ka. Ode ka, I will enter into the gates of the 42 letters. Avo vam, pishchu lishari tzedek. Avo vam ode ka. So pishchu lishari tzedek, open up the gates of righteousness, of tzedek, the 42 letters, the gates that allow us in to this amazing system that we're going to be learning about more and more. Avoy vam, oideka. And I will give you thanks. Thanks to the Shem Yudkei, oideka. Aleph Yudhei, b'chushban oide. The name Aleph Yudhei, Aye, equals 16, right? Aleph Yud and Hay 16. The Chushban is the gematria. Ode, the word Ode is 16. And Yud Hay, Ka. Yud Hay is Chochma and Bina. Aleph is Keser Ilah. The word Aye, Aleph Yud Hay, Aleph is Keser, the crown, the highest, the Ratzin. Keser. Yud is Chochma. And Hay is Bina. Vinun Sheves Sphere and Klilon Sheves Shmar. And these are the seven spheres that are included, that are Klulim in the seven names. Okay, that's Rabbi Shem. Let's learn. We should try to understand that. How am I dragging with this? Rabbi Shimon by Yochai Melamed Lisanu. Rabbi Shimon is teaching us Sheshem Membeis, that the name Membeis, the letters of the tefillah on a bekar, that shem membeis, meid al sherish elyon, is meid, is saying edus al sherish elyon, on sherish that comes from the highest place. Shu soid lamed beis nesivos chachma, what's called the 32 nesivos chachma, the 32 pathways of wisdom. Configurations of the letters at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. Va'asora ma'amaros, the 10 utterances of Bereishis, of creation. Shebehem nivra ha'olam. The Sefer Yetzirah tells us that the world was created with 10 ma'amaros. Va'yom lakim yihi this, va'yom lakim Bereishis is ma'amar, is also ma'amar. Va'yom lakim, the 10 utterances of creation, the 10 ma'amaros, and the 32 nesiva ischachma. Shebehem Nivra Olam, which Hashem used to create the world. V'chol os mishem mem beis n'utza, and every letter of the shem mem beis is rooted o besod maimer echad mi'asara ma'amaros, either in one of the 10 ma'amaros, o besod echad min'esivas ha'chachma, or in one of the 32 nesivas of wisdom of chachma. Yesod ha'inyin hu. Okay, so let's talk ma'amaloshin. Yesod ha'inyin hu. Everybody knows that this world was created, all worlds were created with the 10 utterances of Bereishis. Bereishis Nami Maimahu. Beginning with Bereishis, and then Vayom Lakim, the 10 utterances that created the world, and at this moment create the world, the Isis of the Asara Mamaros. And as the Tanya explains in Shaykh Demun, all the Tzirufim and the Reshetavas and the Gematrias and so on of the letters of the 10 ma'amaros, the inyan ha'ma'amaros same as galuyos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The 10 ma'amaros, of course, correspond to the 10 spheres, which are the 10 giluyim, the 10 ways that Hashem is revealed in this world, the 10 spheres, the 10 ma'amaros, the 10 spheres. Shekadosh Baruch Hu baros olam be'esar hofa'os shonos. Hashem created the world in 10, there are 10 bechinas, 10 ways, 10 hofa'os, of creation, Soid Ashsara Sharashim Lahavaya, which is the secret of the 10 roots of all that exists. The Gemara teaches us that the word Breishis is the first of the 10 Ma'amaras. We know the Shahmila Breishis Romezes Al Midas HaChachma, and it's also known that the word Breishis is a hint to the Midah of Chachma, because the beginning of creation is Chachma. Keser Ratzon is high above. The beginning of that turning towards there being creation is Chachma. Kachma. V'noidesh Amila Breishis V'mezes Amidas HaChachma. Therefore the word Breishis is alluding to the Midah of Chachma. And that's why K'meshe Matagim Yerushalmi Breishis is B'Chachma. Therefore the Targum Yerushalmi says that Breishis translates Breishis as B'Chachma. In Lashon HaKodesh, what does the word Breishis have to do with Chachma? The Yerushalmi says, translates, the Targum Yerushalmi translates, Breishis is B'Chachma. B'Chachma Yosad Bais, B'Chachma Bonsa Bais, B'Chachma is the beginning of creation. Koachma, it was the Koach of there being something, is Chachma, and therefore the Targum Yerushalmi says, Breishis is B'Chachma. Now this Koachma, the Midah of Chachma, the Koach of Chachma is hinted at in the drop of the Father's seed. Shehi Nakuda Garinis, which is that Nakuda, that seed, Hatomenes Bechava, Es Havlad Kulo, that contains within it all that this child could ever become, all that could ever develop in the future. It's all in that tiny seed. Chachma is Abba. Bina is Ima. I think all of you know that. So Chachma is Abba. Chachma is the Tipas Hazara in this mushel of the relationship between the father and the mother in order to bring forth children into the world, in order that there should be more in the world. Kach Hamayim HaRishon, and so that Maimah HaRishon, Shehu Breishis. The word Breishis is the first Maimah. Even though it doesn't say Vayom Elokim. So the Ramban talks about it in his Hakdama. Why doesn't it say Vayom Eredah B'Shem HaMoshe Leim B'Breishis B'Elokim? Why doesn't it say the Ramban talks about it? Doesn't say any Loshon of Vayom Elokim this or that. It says the beginning, boom, Breishis. And the Gemara says that's the first Maimah. That's the first Maimah. And it's Chochmah. And therefore, kolel bekirbo es klolus kol hayitzira kula. Therefore, the word Bereshis contains within it, in a microcosmic, tiny, tiny, microscopic, super duper microscopic way, it contains within it all of creation, all that could ever come, all that could ever be, is in the word Bereshis. Which I'm sure you know that the Gra said that really it's in the Beis HaBereishis. And then he said it's really in the Dogesh, in the Dat, that's inside the Beis HaBereishis. Really. That's the Tipa of all that could ever be. Kol Olam Kulo Mamish are encapsulated in the word Bereishis. Shebemes Kol HaBriya Klula La'ela B'Nekuda Achas Mamish. This is the main point. The main point is the main point. And that's the main point, Breishis. All of creation, which would unfold through the other 9 Ma'amaras and the 32 Nesivas Chachma, and through all of the years of creation of the worlds, everything is contained in that microcosmic, tiny, tiny form that's contained in the word Breishis, which is Chachma. Koachma, the koach of there being something, the letter, like the letter Yud, which is a tiny, tiny little, like a drop. Everything begins with the Nekuda Achas Mamash. Because Hashem could have just as easily created the world, and there'd be a world, poof, with all the trees and all the stuff and clouds and planets. Hashem could have just done that big creation, boom, and there would have been everything. But that's not how Hashem created the world. Hashem first created, as the Ramban explains, and he brings in a second, Chochma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first was Megala, the Rotzen HaElyon, in this Nakuda of Chochma Ilah, of Gracious, in the Nakuda that the Ramban calls the Chayim HiYuli, the material, the Chayim HiYuli, the Heilig material, that the raw material of all creation. Shabemes kol abri yekulu lukulu la'il b'nekud achas mamish, beside achdus pshuta shel havai, achdus pshuta, absolute unity. Hashem didn't create the world with a lot of stuff. He didn't create the worlds with a lot of stuff. The beginning of creation, that crossing over from ayin, from keser, from the unknowable, reisha d'lo yisiyada, the crossing over from the beginning, the unknowable, the infinite, the unknowable, the crossing over to finite, knowable, that crossing over is with Chachma, the Midah of Chachma, which is the first after Keser. The Midah of Chachma, which is hinted at in the word Bereishis, which is the drop, the seed of creation. Just like the father's seed. Only when it's fertilized in the mother's womb does it begin to take shape and form as a fetus. And it could be a full-formed baby with arms and legs and so on. But the beginning is a tipa, is a seed, is a drop. Lifnei shenifredah v'nifredah l'kaychah shoinim v'nifredah. Before it began to become differentiated and separated into different koiches. V'hum ha'ashem evi Ramban b'tchilas b'yur la'Torah. And this is what the Ramban, who is the Reish HaMekubolim, what the Ramban brings at the beginning of his Perush on Chumash. B'soid ha'koyach ha'hiyuli, which the scientists in these past years have been struggling to identify as there being some beginning, some big thing that happened at the beginning. From one tiny, 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 tiny speck of existence. The Koach HaHiyuli, Shu HaGarin HaRishoni, which is the first, the beginning, that seed, Shemenu Nivru Kol Koiches HaHavaya. From that Chochma and Bina and so on, the development of all worlds like the fetus in the mother's womb. Ela Shayu Klulam Ba B'Koach. However, if one were able to look at that first speck of creation, we wouldn't be able to see it with our eyes, of course. That first speck of God turning to this, to created worlds, that first speck which the human eye could never see, in that first speck, we don't see Europe, China, and Japan. We don't see Mars and Jupiter. We don't see everything. We don't see anything. But in that, just like in the fathers, in that tipa, you don't see you don't see this kid, you know, as a yeshiva bacher and kid under the chuppah and as an old man lying in his deathbed. You don't see any of that in the father's seed. But it's all kolul. It's all there, encapsulated and contained in that mysterious beginning. Bekoach. V'yetzu el ha'poel, v'yotzu el ha'poel, the Mahal Sheshes Hebriya, and as the Rabban explains, from that Nekuda Rishona, from that Garin, that seed, from there Hashem then opened everything up to develop, Minakoach Lapol, and it came out in the 6 days of creation, each day of creation. B'Ma'amarus Hashinus, with the other nine Ma'amarus. Bereishis is the first Ma'amar. Bereishis b'chochma, b'chochmasa, bereishis. Nimsa, shamayim harishon hu soyid hasheresh ha'alyon shekol habriya. So it comes out that the first mayim, bereishis, is the mystery of the root, of the higher root of all that exists. Ha'kolul is kol koiches ha'olam ba'achdus achas, that has all of the amazing koiches of all worlds, all contained in one capsule, called Bereishis, Achdus Achas. And only afterwards, bo yesaha mamaros, then with the other nine mamaros, upirutam, and all of the pratim began to then take shape and form. Vayitziyu al hapoel is called a pratim. And then, through the other nine mamaros, all the pratim were able to come out, the poel mamash. Kalach b'mkaymer v'tafkido, everything that exists, with its place and its purpose. Now, why did Hashem create the world in such a strange way? Hashem Yisbach could have made the world complete. Why did Hashem create the world in this way? In a way that's Bitsura Achdusis, where everything was all rolled up into one. Why did Hashem do that? Kegaren Echad, like one seed. Beside Hamayim Harishon, which is the side of the first Maimer of Bereishis, side Chachma, Bo Lahoris Lano Amataros Ailamas Kulam. This reveals to us the ultimate objective and purpose and goal of all that exists, of all creation, of the whole undertaking of creation. Shesoifam Lo Shuv L'Sachi L'Yitzira Achas Nifla. In the end, everything must return. Soifam Lo Shuv L'Sachi. To be unified, the Yitzira Achas Nifla Shekula Tesape Kvayd Hashem. Doesn't mean we're going to go back into a little ball, but it means that the world will return to a state where all is unified by one absolute purpose, which is the story of Hashem, Kvayd Hashem. Shekula Tesape Kvayd Hashem. Everything that exists will be screaming, will be yelling out, Hashem, Hashem Echad. Utegala hadar malchus ein saif, and to reveal the glory, the splendor of malchus ein saif. Asida ha'avaya l'salus v'loshuv el ha'achdus ha'pshuta. All of creation ultimately is going to ascend and return to simple and absolute unity. Haramuza besoid ha'scholas ha'briya. That we already see hinted at the beginning of creation. That's where it comes from. And to that it will return. Because the Chochmah is, and this is what we're here for, the Chochmah is to look at a world that's filled with millions and billions of separate things, and to trace each of those things back to that one Nekuda, to the beginning. That's the Chochmah. That's the Chochmah. When we make a bracha, we're Isaac in this Malacha. They were saying that this Nivra, whatever it is that I'm going to eat or drink, that this Nivra, even though, according to what I see before my eyes, is a Yesh and a Nivra, it's its own separate existence. But by making the Bracha, I am restoring it on some level. I'm bringing it back to that Nekud of Reishis, of Bechach, of where it came from, which is all Elokus. All Elokus. When a person is going through a scary situation, he's nervous, and he's mechazik himself, and in that place he fills himself with emunah. So he's taking a journey back to that nekuda elyona, the nekuda rishona, which is the shorish of all worlds, which is Hashem Echad. That's why, you know, and we spoke about this maybe by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. I remember here Rabbi Yaakov Moshe that's why there's a mesod, there's a kabbalah by tzaddikim, goes to Rabbi Chaim Volozhin before that mistama. I don't know how far back, that no matter what a person is going through, if he's able to be completely focused in his mind, without any distraction, on Ein Oid Milvadai, on Echad, then nothing can happen to him. And that's how we know that for a fact that the Briskarov and his son walked right past the German guards. Walked right past the German guards. That there is that Avoida, and it's what all of our Avoida boils down to return to Echad. We're living in a world that's a world of ribui, of multiplicity, of confusion, or what Rabbi Nachman calls double vision, like when a person cries and he begins to see double. And because of the yogan, the anocha of Golis, and because of our lack of emunah, we cry. And we cry, and therefore everything comes out to be double. We don't see that everything is echad. and we become frightened by this world, and we become overwhelmed by the world. The tachlis is to be miyachid yichud, to bring everything back to one. To believe b'emuna shleima that even though it looks like there's lots of things going on, ein ein levad. Ein ein levad. It's only one. Echad yachdim yuchad, ein soif baruch. One. Everything is one. All of creation is going to ascend and return to this simple achdus. Harumuza beside hascholas avriya, that is hinted at the beginning of creation. It had to be in the beginning of creation. Bechinas hamila bereishis, and the word bereishis, bechachma. Shehi sod achachma. Kach, halev v'amahus shel hakol. Therefore, the heart and the essence of all that exists, hu ha'achdus ha'elyona, is that higher achdus, is that echad, is the drop, is that one, what the Ramban was talking about as the Chaim Hiyuli. Hi ha'matar v'atachlus ha'chavuyah b'chol nivra b'chol noitzar, and that is the objective, the tachlus, that is hidden in every single thing that exists, in all that was created. This is the secret of the heart of the world. The heart from which everything comes and everything returns. That's what the heart does. Everything goes out of the heart and everything comes back to the heart. So everything leaves the Echad and everything returns to the Echad. The Maharal talks a lot about this in his own way, but we see this that, for instance, the Maharal explains the inyan of Vaha'asiri Yiyakaydish, that the number 10, by 10, there's an inyan of Kedusha. Therefore, we see that the 10 spheres, 10 mamaris, Trumas and Maisus, everything is 10, the number 10. But Chalal, the world counts according to the number 10, which is the metric system. Only in America, something happened over here. I don't know. I mean, they tried many times to put it back to the metric system. The rest of the world counts by 10. Only in America, there's stuff like feet, you know, and stuff, things like that. It's different. But we see that the Bria, everything in the Bria is 10. The Maharal in many places talks about this. Because what is the number 10? What's the Kedusha of the number 10? What is 10? Why is 10 Kaddish? You would probably be knighted to say that one should be Kaddish. But you see, Vahasiri Yia Kaddish. Why is there Kedusha? That's why in Eretz Yisrael there are 10 Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael and so on. 10 Madregas of Kedusha, Mishnah. Why? What's the connection between Kedusha and the number 10? So Maharal often talks about this. Why not one? Because one is before the confusion. This world was created with a lot of bays. Bays means two. It means free choice. It means the potential of getting lost in double vision. In seeing double. Rabbi Akiva warned his chaverim, be careful that when you come to the place of Avni Shai Ishtar Al Tarma Mayim Mayim. Don't say twice Mayim. Avni Shai Ishtar, pure marble stones. Avni is the meaning of the Isis. Shayish is Shayesh, creation. Al Tarma Mayim Mayim. This world is a world where one can easily forget that everything is one. One can easily forget that everything is one. And can become confused, and it looks like mayim mayim. Water, water. The kilu, there's toiv, rad, like the two makaris, there's good, there's evil, like ancient religions were all, and even, that was even the, not ancient religions. So the Maharal tells us that the inyan of the number one is before. Before the confusion. But 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. These are all numbers of period, of separation. Numbers that seem to be taking us further and further away from Echad. And then something amazing happens. The way that Rabbi Shalom set up all of creation is that 10 means the restoration of oneness. So we come to a unit. 10 is a unit, it's 1. Then it's 11, 12, 13, and you come 100. And there's 20, 30, 45, but 100. Those units are a way of restoring a sense of oneness, of unity, within the confusion and the multiplicity. And from there comes the Kedusha, because that's the tachlis of creation. How do I live in a world of mayim, of beis, of free choice? How do I live in such a world, and despite the way that it appears to me, I come to the conclusion that everything is one? It's the number 10. Yes.
By certain people in Tanakh, that they get called by their name twice. It's endearment, but
that's exactly why. In the Zohar Kodesh, the meaning of being of twice is la'ela l'sata. It means that there's a chibur between what this person looks like, what we see before us, before our eyes in this world, and the shayus of where this person comes from. Most of us, we only see one person. So there's Israel, there's Avi, there's Moshe. We see one Metzias. The Metzias that's physical, that's in front of our eyes. There are tzaddikim, noyach, Ela told us noyach, noyach. La'el l'sat. Means that even when they're below in this world, they never ever are detached from the world above. That's a very big inyan in the Sefer HaKadosh. Those who have two names, La'el l'sat. Ela told us noyach, noyach, la'el noyach l'sat. Above and below. Once Shabbos HaGadol around 10 years ago, I gave a shmuz on the union of Elio and Elisha. It's all on this, because there was Pishnayim Berucha. Elio gave over to Elisha Pishnayim Berucha. This is a whole piece in Likutei Moran, and this union of Pishnayim and the two names and so on. So it's probably, you could listen, but that's on that union. That's a big union. It's davka that they were able to bring together those two. Not because it's not. When it says by regular people just one name, it means Nebuchadnezzar Fablonshed in this world. Kilu, that's all there is one world. But there are tzaddikim who never forget it, that this is not it. They live in both worlds. Everything is echad. Zesayd Halev Shel Ha'olam. This is the Sayd, the secret of the heart of the world. Lamed Beis Nesivas Chochma. HaChochma Sod HaAchdus Shel HaKol. That which is called Chochma, Koachma, is the secret of oneness, of Achdus Shel HaKol. It's before things became separated and divided. It's the father's seed, as opposed to the fetus already developing inside the mother's womb, where there are different pieces and parts and so on. Sod HaReishis VaHaKodesh. The Sod of Reishis, of the beginning. Reishis Chochma, the beginning. VaHaKodesh, and Kedusha. What does Kedusha? Kedusha means that it looks to me like there's a lot of other stuff going on, but I believe that everything is Hashem. That's Kedusha. He Soid HaMaimer HaRishon, which is the Soid, the secret of the first Maimer. V'hi Misparetes Achakach B'chal Yesa HaMa'amaris, and then becomes separated, individuated, in the other nine mamaros. Gam nesivus hachachma him sod his spartus koach hachachma labria. We're not going to go into here the whole inyan of the lamed beis nesivus hachachma, but also the lamed beis nesivus hachachma is a hispartus, the particularization, the differentiation, the individuation into all the protum of chachma in creation, just more so than the 10 mamaros. More advanced, more particular than the 10 mamaros. Kach b'chinas asar mamaros, or b'chinas lamed beis nesivus, heim inyan yitziris ha'olam hazeh b'chol prata b'gulaysa. Therefore, all that is created, comes from the 10 mamaros, and is coming right this second from the 10 mamaros and the 32 nesivus chachma. Feheim ha'yisaydus shemehem ofia shem habeis. And this is where the name Mem Beis comes from. This is what he's just explaining the piece that we began with from Rabbi Shimon. Hashem ha'oman ha'la olam hazer b'pratav ha'mitziyuso ha'mugbelas. As we learned, that this Shem Mem Beis is the source of creation, of the creation of this world, and all of the pratim and all of the limited mitzias of this world. Hu ha'sha'omar Rabbi Shimon v'ayuchai olav v'shalom besoid Shem Mem Beis. This is what Rabbi Shimon is saying. Shakol ois mimenu mishreshes, that every letter of the name Mem Beis, on the Bekor Gedulas Yemincha, the 42 letters, on Aleph, Bekor, Beis, and so on. Each one of the 42 letters of the Shem Mem Beis, Shakol ois mimenu mishreshes, is rooted, it comes from, oi b'maimer, either one of the 10 ma'amaras, or b'nesiv, or one of the 32 nesivas chachma, soid asar ma'amaras of leiv nesivas, Shehem heim aplogim v'hayovlim shel ha'or, the pathways of the light that is flowing, ha'or ha'achdusi, that or of echad, the or of echad, ha'oymeid b'sharish ha'briya, that is at the root of creation. Umisparit b'nesivas ha'mamarim, and becomes separated and detailed b'nesivas ha'mamarim, in the nesivas and the mamarim. Koiches nifradim, separate koiches, Hamotzim el apol as atoman begarin harishoni shel habriya, that bring out into bepoal all that is hidden in that seed, in that first seed of creation. Now this takes place in our world through the name Mem Beis, which we're going to be learning in Mishnah more and more. V'ne melamid oisan Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So Rabbi Shimon is teaching us Shashem zeh romos b'pasuk, that the Shem Mem Beis is hinted at in the pasuk Pischul Yishari Tzedek Ovavam Odeka. Pischuli Shari Tzedek Avovam Oideka. Open up the gates of righteousness. Avovam, I want to enter them. I want to enter them. Avovam Oideka, I give you thanks. Yud Hei. Hamilavam, the word Bam, is Ramezes Al Membeis. Avovam, Vam is the Shem Membeis. Vinimikan Lemedim Anu Es Mahus Shem Membeis. And from here we learn the Mahus of the Shem Membeis. Rom anu pshat hakosuv shesharei tzedek nikruvam, the shesharei tzedek are called beis mem. Those are the gates. Kmo shoyim David Melch pischuli shesharei tzedek. David Melch says pischuli, open up these gates. Vani avovam, and I will enter them. Hareisha bam hakavon l'shesharei tzedek, these gates of righteousness. Nimsa sheshem mem beis. The Shem Mem Beis, Haromas Bemila Bam, which is hinted at in the word Avovam, Shayach LeBechina Shel Shar, it means it's a gate that leads Al Masha Me'ever. It's the gate that leads to that which is beyond this world. So the toll booth, the gate, the Shar, that connects this world that we're in to the Shurish, the Makar of all worlds, is the Shem Mem Beis. Ovovam, David Melch asks, Ovovam, Sharei Tzedek, Ovovam. Pischuli Sharei Tzedek, Ovovam. Kach David Melch mevakesh, David Melch is asking Hashem, Sheyiftuchu loy sha'arim, open up the gates. Kedei sheyuchal darkam l'hoidas l'Hashem, in order to be able to give thanks to Hashem, in order to be able to become, to be dovuk to the Infinite One. Nimtzu hasharim shehem b'chinas mavul ha'ela, means that the Shem Mem Beis is the gateway that leads la'ela, that brings a person higher and higher, which is what we began with Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, that leads a person to the makor, to the sharish of all worlds. El Hashem isbarach. V'nei Rishon Bayuchai medayik heiti b'pasik zeh. Rabbi Shimon is very careful in this pasik. Lahiris la'an mivim asharim es adam, to teach us where do these gates lead a person? Where are we going to when we cross through these gates? Where can these gates lead us? Ulahechan paischem aisa. Where do we open these to? Where do we go from here? From the Shem Mem Beis. Hasharim mezakim es adam lahoidais liyud hei. Avayvam, Dor Melch says, oida yud hei. Kfish oimer David, Ovavam Odeka. Nimsu Hasharim Mavul Bechinas Odeka. The gates are leading to the world that's called Odeka. Umahu oideka. Now, what is that? Reish is called noide shishem yudhei. Oide yudhei. Raim is la'ela la'ela. Al soida oirish shome ala metzias agluyas ad chachma ubina. We know that yudhei is chachma and bina, the father and the mother. Chachma and bina shemuzim b'shem yudhei. Shehim heim. Ha'oirish shem yimal l'gvul. The oiris that are beyond the gvul. Remember, with chachma, there's that first entrance into the gvul. But chachma, these oiris are beyond anything that's contained in the physical world. Shinanoide shabachinas hagvulus mushreshes b'sheva hamidus atachtoines. Because the gvulus, that way of there being finite creation is rooted in the seven lower midas of chesed, gvur, tefesh, netzach, hoyv, yisod, malchus that we're going through now, these weeks. That's finite creation. But the gates that lead to the infinite beyond finite creation are called Yud-Heh, Chochmah, and Bina. Soida Chesed Ad HaMalchus, that's this world. It's the seven Midas. Vinun Sheva Sphir and Klilun B'Sheva Shman. Hu Soid Shivas Yimei HaShavua, which is the secret of the 7 days of the week. V'chol Metzias Olam HaSaver V'Saviv Sheva Midas. And all that exists in the physical world revolves around these seven midas, these seven spheres, chesed, gvur, tiferes, netzach, hayd, yisod, malchus. Now, what if you want to take a trip beyond this world? You're interested in things beyond this world. Not stam, because you're curious. But you want to go beyond the limitations of the 7 days of the week, of the 7 days of creation, of the seven lower spheres. You want to know, is there a way, is there a door that leads to something beyond this world, that leads back to the beginning? Is there a gate through which one can enter that leads back to the beginning? So David HaMelech screams out to Hashem, Pischuli Sharei Tzedek, Ovavam Oideka. Lumasan, HaChochma VaHabina, Hein Bechina Shemi'al HaGvulus Mamish. Chochma Bina, not tangible. It's beyond the tangible, the physical. Me'al erchei ha'olam is halalu, higher than the worlds of the seven lower spheres. Hein roim zois al soid ha'metzias ha'ne'alemes ha'al-yoyna, that are hinting to that metzias which is beyond this world. Dovda Melech, just like Rebbe Nechuni ben Akana, the Shem Membeis is the ticket, Dovda Melech wants to go beyond the limitations of this world. Dovda Melech is Malchus. Malchus is the lowest of the spheres. Malchus is David, is the seventh Ushpizen, is David HaMelech. And David HaMelech is saying, I want to be able to find a way to go beyond, to climb to the beginning, to get back to the beginning. This is not a pshet, you understand? This is not a vart. This is what Rabbi Shimon is saying, this is the Metzias. This is what David HaMelech is saying. Not, wow, that's a great idea. This is not a great idea. This is the Metzias. This is what David was talking about. Al soid hametzias and elemis elyoina, soid hanistoris l'Hashem elokeinu. The mystery, the secret of those that are of that world, that is the secret that's known only to God. Vehein, the next page. Vehein mushrosh b'soid shem yudkei. The worlds beyond this world, the world beyond this world that leads to the infinite one, is hinted at in yudkei. Of avam. David Mach needs to use the Shem Membeis, Oide, which is 16, which is the Gematria Aleph Yud Hei, which is Kesa Chachma Bina, to come back to Aye, which is the Oide Ka, in order to be able to Oide, which is 16, which is the Gematria of Aye. Nimsa, she Shem Membeis, Soid Hasharim Shenovavam. The Shem Membeis is the gate. That's all we've been learning about from the beginning of the Sefer. To be able to bring back everything, like the spring, to bring back to where everything came from. The Shem Membeis is the gate to ascend beyond the limitations of this world. Soid Shem Yudke. Rabbi Shimon Bayechai Melamed Oysanu, Soid Oideka. And Rabbi Shimon is teaching us the secret of Yudhei. Shahamila Oida, what's Oida? Oida is Oila Becheshman Aleph Yudhei. Aye Mekom Kivodo. Those of you who learned the Torah in Rabbi Nachman, Aye, will have a special appreciation for what he's saying now. Cheshbon Aleph Yud Hei. This is very deep. What's the Mekayim Kevado? Aleph Yud Hei. Aleph is Keser, the crown is the beginning. That's Aleph. And Yud Hei is Chachma Bina, Keser Chachma Bina. Aleph Moira La'ela La'ela Al Said HaKeser, the secret of the crown. Said is Noititzus or Ein Saif, Shula'ela Mikol HaSaga. Mamish. It's the secret of that sparkle of the light of the Infinite One Himself that is beyond all of creation, beyond anything that a human being can understand. Shalachin anamram ayim mekam kevada. Ayim mekam kevada. The malachim don't know. Ayim mekam kevada. Shein hasaga by b'muba. They can understand. V'ho'or ha'alef anelam. V'ho'or alef anelam. The light of this hidden aleph. Shuhu bechines pella mi'itanu. Aleph is the same letters as the word pella. Pella means it's a wonder. We can't understand it. That's when a person goes after the basic kisi, umafli las. That's what's the pella. So we know from the Ramah that the pella is that there's a chibah between the gashmi and the ruchni. That a human being, a physical being that goes to the bathroom and makes a bracha, roifik albasa, mafli lasa. What's the pella? That this lowest thing, that is the lowest moment of a person's life, is when he's Isaac in these things in the Beis HaKisei. And this creature called man is a pella, that in him we see a chibur, we see a connection between the lowest level of creation, the most physical, and he has within him elokai neshama shenasati v'tahiria, a pure neshama that comes from the Or Ein Sof himself. There's no bigger pella than that. It's a pella. That's the letter Aleph. It's the beginning. That's how the letter Aleph, of course, is shaped. It has a Yud on top and a Yud on the bottom and a Vav in the middle. The Yud is the Pella Elyon, and the Yud on the bottom is this world, and the Vav that connects it. The Yud on top and the Yud on the bottom. The Yud plus the Yud plus the Vav equals 26 with the Shem Havayah Baruch Hu. That's the letter Aleph, hasn't it? The Shem Havayah Yud Kei Vav Kei equals 26. There's a Yud on top, there's a Yud on the bottom, and there's a Vav. That there could be such a thing. That's the meaning of Noach, Noach, Moshe, Moshe. And that there's such a chibur between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. That finite man has a way to go through a gate and to connect to that which is infinite. Of Avam Oydaka. It's Pelamit, it's Chapela. This is beyond, it's a wonder to us. Even the way the word Pella is pronounced, it's brought down in Svarm. That the way Pella goes from the most physical to the most spiritual. From the most physical to the most spiritual. Just in how you say the word Pella. Pella. You begin with the lips, which is the most chitzayim, which is the most external and physical part. Then it goes to that which is more hidden, which is the tongue, the lamed, Pella. And it goes to the aleph, which is unknowable, which is beyond. That's how you say the word Pella. From the lips, the mouth, which is physical, to the tongue, the la, which is more hidden and more concealed, to the aleph, which is beyond. That's in the word pella, how you say the word pella.
And aleph is the opposite.
The opposite. Aleph is the sherish, is the makar. And the pella means that the most wondrous thing of all is that that which is infinite is somehow misgala in our lives, in this world. And that a human being of Bosav Adab, of Ofer Ve'efer, that goes to the bathroom, is in himself, within himself, contains the mystery of what? Of above and below, of the highest and the lowest.
In terms of saying the word, Hello.
Oh, and Aleph is going right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now Aleph is going from that which is most hidden to being megala. That's why we begin with teaching Aleph. And you know what? The word Aleph means to teach. A'alefcha chachma. A'alefcha chachma. That's the beginning. A'alefcha chachma. I will teach you chachma. Begins with Aleph. A'alefcha chachma. This is what we're talking about. Chachma. which becomes part of our slowly it becomes part of reality through crossing over with Chochma and Bina, b'chinas Shem Yudkei, Chochma Bina Yudkei. Sha'af Shehen Mimal Agvul Mamash, even though Yudhei Chochma Bina is really beyond the world, it's beyond that gate, it's above. Hine Mehen Nivra Ha'olam Amudbol. But as I said before, it's the first turning towards there being an actual limited, finite creation. So Yudhei is beyond, but it's the bridge. It's one side of the Yudkei is beyond, and the other side is the bridge that leads into the world. Beside Ki Beka Hashem Tzur Olam, that Hashem created all worlds with Yud and Hei. As Chazal said, that Yud is Olam Haba, and Hei is Olam Haza. Nimtzu Shebechinas Ha'or HaElyon, Ramimus Or Ein Soif, Nimshechas Elena Mila Eila beside Aye. Therefore, the infinite light of God is drawn down from that highest level beyond into this world is the from Keser, Aleph, through Yud and Hey, which is Chochma and Bina, Haromus Bemila Oida, which is alluded to, hinted at in the word Aleph Vav Dalet Hey, which is the same Gematria, 16, as the word Aleph Yud Hey, Ayi. We call Advar Malolu Naskil Vinovin as Oimek Soi Tfilas Onabakar. And we can understand the depths of the secret of Anabakar Sod Shem Membez. Haromas Bemila Bom. It's alluded to in the word Bom. Tfilu Zunimsis Besarch Mitzias HaGvul. This is a tfilu for us who are in this world of Gvul, of borders and boundaries that's finite. Soid Midas HaGvur. We learned throughout until now that the Shem Membez is the Midah of Gvur. Kamayshir Inu Le'el. L'chein Davke Hi Chayl Lufal Aleinu. Therefore, we could Davke through this Shem Membez Gvur. Which is already close. It's that gate, that point between the world above and the world below. We spoke about Gvur. Balkain he bechinas sharim. Therefore, it's a gate or gates. Shari tzedek. Shemavos upsochim al mashem ever. That are gates that lead to that which is beyond. Tefila zun nogaz b'mitzius hanafula v'hayiruda. And therefore, this tefila on a bekarach is the ticket for all that has been created, that's been pressed down, like we were learning, like the spring that's pressed down. All of creation, gvur, everything is in this world is longing and waiting to be able to spring back up and to go through those gates and to return. Avoy vam oydeka. So the shem membeis, the tefila anabekoach, is the ticket. Ach pasachas meromemes also le'ela le'ela. It gives the opportunity for all that exists to rise higher and higher, to spring back. To bring all that exists to that world which is beyond comprehension. Back to one. And of course, the shlemus of all that exists is that everything should recognize Echad Hashem, Echad. Even though nothing can possibly comprehend the essence of God Himself. Yet everyone can be masig in the depths of his heart with absolute certainty the existence, the kiyum and the mitzvahs of Hashem. Till that brings him and awakens his heart to oideka, to give thanks to Hashem. Thanking Hashem means I recognize that everything in my life is from you. Everything is from you. And when a person recognizes that everything is from God, that's the biggest yichud, that's Hashem Echad. That's going back to one. All these things of my life, it's all you. It's everything is you. It's only you, only you, only you. Shizu tachlis haniv. Lohasig boifin kokach behirs, mitzius baro. Achi yisoyer lo haydes lo b'chol leiv. That feeling of gratitude, of thankfulness, avoy vam, oideka, is when you recognize, when you believe with all of your heart, even though you can't understand it, but you believe with all of your heart, everything is God. Everything is one. Ki ha'ido hi tolda mihasagi b'mitzias ha'mashpia v'amani chai. Because the feeling of the need to thank, the need to give thanks, comes from that understanding, that realization that the mashpia, every second is mashpia, the Baruch Shalom is mashpia, giving life and life and life. Al kein zutait so ha'shama pa'ishchum es ha'adam. This is the Indian of the gates that are open before man. On our level. Till a person's entire body is shaking and trembling and jumping and dancing with what Hashem Mikamaych, it's all you. Everything is you. To give thanks with all of your heart. Limkar hamakaris, and to believe with all of your heart that he's the makar of all makaris. Vishayrish hasharoshim, and the root of all roots. Haram is bemilas oida aleph dalad hay, which is aleph, which is the gematria aleph yud hay, which is kesa chachma bina. Umefiyah b'shem yud kay, bechinas ha'av ha'aim shaylidu sayetzira, which is the father and the mother that gave birth to all that exists. Soid Hashem b'chachma yosad eretz, koinen shemayim b'svuna. All of creation is with chachma and svuna and bina. There are many other things in the name Membeis, in Anabakar. There are Ramak, Besefer, Pardes, Kolal, Kamav, Kamis, Sadis, Shuvim, Binyan Shemza, Elishem, Sheyachim, Yoysel, Boyim, Besad Hashem. We're not holding by learning Pardes Rimonim now. Yitan Hashem, Chalkeni, Mohim, Chalmokim, Kadeshal Yachsa, Sefer, Minyan Zer, Hevenu, Lashon, Ibn Spachim. Okay, look, that's not for us now. Adkan, Igiu, Devarenu, Bezbeinulus, Bemahusa, Klolus, Shatfilas Anabakar, a general introduction to Anabakar. So, Ilui Ha'ilam is Kumish, the secret of all worlds returning to Hashem. The Yerotzen, Shiniskish, Yashem's Baruch, Meyu, Sayer Alaynu, he should shine his light upon us. But Klolus, Shmoisa Vekadosh, and Leroimim, Lahalus, Lekadish, Savayakula, Vitigboris, Taharu, Kedusha, Or Yeshua, Brach, I'll call you so, Vibias, Mashiach, Sekainu, Binyan, Beis Chayen, Vim, Hem, Yemen, Amen. So, Bits Hashem, we'll continue now with. Pasuk by pasuk, word by word, on a bekar.